In testimony before the Senate Banking Committee, Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence at the Treasury Department, Stuart Levy said the United States remains concerned that Saudi money is funding terrorism abroad.
Undoubtedly, some of that money is going to Iraq, and it's going to Southeast Asia, and it's going to any other place where there are terrorists.
Levy said private Saudi donors are a significant source of terrorism financing, and he said the Riyadh government needs to do more to crack down on them. When asked by committee chairman Richard Shelby, an Alabama Republican, whether the Saudi government has the will to take such action, Levy responded that judging by Saudi officials' public comments, the government is serious about the issue. But Shelby was not convinced, as exemplified in this exchange with Levy.
Mr. Secretary, but isn't there, honestly, candidly here today, a gap between the rhetoric of the officials in Saudi Arabia and the implementation of policy?
Well, there's...
Yes or no?
Well, I'd rather say that there's a lag.
Lag.
And we'll see if there's a gap.
Besides Saudi Arabia, the United States is working closely with a number of other countries, including Indonesia, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, to help them control the flow of money to terrorist organizations. Undersecretary of State for Economic, Business, and Agricultural Affairs Anthony Wayne called on Pakistan to enact an anti-money laundering law.
Pakistan now has a proposed anti-money laundering law, which was drafted with U.S. assistance before the relevant parliamentary committees. Unfortunately, the lack of action on that law, which would set up a financial intelligence unit, has meant that we've been unable to accelerate some of our planned assistance.
On a more positive note, the Treasury Department's Stuart Levy reported progress in international efforts to curb North Korean money laundering.
A number of responsible jurisdictions and financial institutions have taken steps to ensure that North Korean entities engaged in illicit conduct are not receiving financial services. Our combined actions have been described as causing, quote, a ripple effect around the world, constricting the flow of dirty cash into Kim Jong-il's regime.
The Banking Committee has held a number of hearings into efforts to crack down on money laundering in recent years. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.